All right, all. Thanks for joining me today. This brief little message is about putting God in a box. And I'm guilty of doing this, and I'm sure many of you are as well. If you're listening, you've probably put God in a box. All right? We need to stop putting God in a box. We need to stop putting God's truth in a box. The 5 points of Calvinism, or TULIP, is not all there is to the gospel. And the doctrine of election is not all there is to the gospel. And we need to stop walking around with formulas on how to live and what to believe. And the whole of Scripture really should be our judge. And we can never learn all of the Scripture, at least not while we're still living on this side of heaven. As we grow older, we continue to learn. And as we grow older, we continue to learn to be more loving, more joyful, more patient, more kind, actually. And we also start to mature even more in our understanding of grace and mercy. We begin to see ourselves more for who we really are. We're wretched. We're wretched. All right. So, but when we put ourselves, when we put God in a box, sometimes it's hard to see these things. Sometimes we just learn through experience in God's time, not our own. And we use isms to describe what everybody else believes. Oh, that's an Arminian. That's a Calvin. That's Arminianism. That's Calvinism. Oh, that's a Myrildeanism. Alright, we gotta stop using isms to describe everybody. We need to stop putting everybody in a box. Alright? Well, let's stop using creeds and confessions to define truth. Let's go to the Scriptures. We need to study and stop putting God in a box. Alright? Sometimes our biggest hindrance, I think, there is to learning, and I heard this from Michael Smith, who said one of his pastor friends of his said this to him, sometimes our biggest hindrance to learning is ourselves, or what we already know, or what we think we know. I call that the box, right? Let's get out of the box. Let's escape it. And that's about all. Thanks.